Why are you panting?
Because I've been running.
Really, from Alaska?
I need to talk to you.
Yeah, it's fitting that the most memorable appearance on the silver screen of The Simple Brown Rubber Boot was in the romantic comedy The Proposal. Ryan Reynolds eventually got the girl, but who doesn't remember Sandra Bullock as she famously wore a pair of extra tufts and a bathrobe while rescuing the family dog from a bald eagle? I actually was reminded of this fact and learned many new ones in Larry Johansson's book. I might never have known, for instance, that there is a pin-up calendar of women wearing little but the all-purpose boot, or that Mrs. Alaska requested and received a pair of extra tough pumps to complement her evening wear. At his booth at the Sitka Artisans Market, author Larry Johansson is convinced that extra toughs are more about relationships than style.
One of the things we try to reach is the real story about people, and I noticed there's a lot of books, a lot of emphasis of photography on inanimate objects such as glaciers and things that are pretty, but they don't really describe the people of Alaska, which when people travel, they're interested in learning about culture and learning about how people live and why they live the way they do. And the one thing that came to me was, how do I tell that story? And the one ubiquitous, unifying footwear that's innocent but defines people in a way that words cannot was the extra tough boot.
Johansson worked for Cruise West for 25 years until the sudden shutdown of that company earlier this fall. He did interpretive training for guides, and photography was just a hobby. But extra tufts proved to be such a great icebreaker that a book and possibly a new career was launched.
Photography is hard when you're photographing people because, first of all, they kind of look at you like, what are you up to? And I would say, can I take a picture? And they would go, You want a picture of me? And I said, no, not really. I want a picture of your boots. Well, okay then. No problem. And it was disarming and opened the door to the stories, their lives, and really was the genesis of much of the book about the boot was from the people that I photographed.
During the latter stages of production of the book this summer, Johansson learned, as we all did, that production of the extra tough was being moved overseas to China. Although Johansson has no formal relationship with the company except for permission to use their trademark, he says they were interested in reaction to the extra tough story. He warned them not to change a thing.
I frankly told him that a lot of people were upset, and I kind of pointed to the Coke when they changed the recipe. Many years ago, it was kind of a disaster, and I said, well, you know, I hope you realize how important that people take these boots, and it would really be sad if a book was a history book about the story that the boot that was.
I think it's time that the world get to enjoy your words as well. They are just so rich with passion, and I think that... Give me that dog!
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.